Tomorrow's World Commentary, May 8th, 2024. An Unheard Cry by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by William Williams. Article begins. You have probably seen an emotional appeal while watching your favorite television program or the news. A voice filled with concern narrates an unsettling story of suffering and privation as a shivering little dog turns its forlorn face to the camera. The narration continues cycling through images of other neglected animals, giving details of abandoned dogs and cats desperately needing shelter, food, veterinary care, and adoption by caring owners. These helpless animals cannot cry out and speak for themselves, and their unhappy plight is magnified by appropriate music and a sincere appeal for contributions to fund their relief. Certainly, caring for animals of all kinds is the right thing to do. In fact, the Bible addresses this subject plainly. It states in the book of Proverbs, "A righteous man regards the life of his animal." Proverbs 12, verse 10. Even diligent observers of the biblical Sabbath were to care for their livestock if they fell into distress on that day. For example, Jesus Christ said, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" Luke chapter 14, verse 5. Jesus also said, "Does not each one of you, on the Sabbath, loose his ox or donkey from the stall, and lead it away to water it?" Luke chapter 13, verse 15. Clearly, care for the health and well-being of pets and livestock is the recognized obligation of every reasonable, caring person. Yet even now, a much greater obligation to protect and care for helpless beings is intentionally abandoned. Since the Roe v. Wade decision of the United States Supreme Court in 1973, over 60 million unborn children have been murdered by means of abortion. What does the Creator God think about this practice? The Bible addresses the shedding of innocent blood in plain, powerful language. Going back to the time of Adam and Eve, following their eviction from the Garden of Eden, we find that their two sons did not get along. Cain, in a fit of rage, murdered his righteous brother Abel. When confronting Cain for his crime, God said, "The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. In Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, we find a list of seven things that God hates. One that stands out is hands that shed innocent blood. Verse 17. Can there be any blood more innocent than that of an unborn or newborn human baby? As God denounced Israel for disobeying him at every turn, he charged them with infanticide, stating, "They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, and the land was polluted with blood." Psalm 106, verses 37 and 38. It is clear that the shedding of the innocent blood of unborn children pollutes much of the developed world. The prophet Isaiah also forcefully addressed this problem in his day, when he was inspired to write, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7. While legislatures bow to political pressures and special interest groups, and as the courts wallow in delay and indecision, calling perversity and infanticide civil rights, quote-unquote, the Creator makes His will very plain. Dealing with ancient Israel and Judah, the prophet Ezekiel was moved to write that the land is full of bloodshed, and the city full of perversity. For they say, "The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. And as for me also, my eye will neither spare, nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their deeds on their own head." Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. In a different time and place, United States founding father Thomas Jefferson had a sense of foreboding about the sins of the United States when he wrote, quote, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever," end quote. Mr. Jefferson would likely be even more alarmed today. While most of humanity does not hear or heed the voice of innocent blood, it is certain that God does. The message that Jesus Christ brought should ring out for all who have ears to hear. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. The Tomorrow's World program and all our publications are dedicated to proclaiming this message. End of article. Literature offer. If you would like to learn more about this subject and the vital truth of what is to come, be sure to watch the telecasts Tiny Fingers and Toes and The Fall of Rome, Western World Take Warning, available right here at Tomorrow's World.